the doctors broke the news today. A sobering thought, I have to say. Vanessa's got the diagnosis, uninvited. A human moment, undiminished, undisputed. But just across the street, the ink is drying on a billion-pound scheme for the well-supplied end. The president's treating the White House like a shop, and the rest of us are just waiting for the drop. It's a family business. Yeah, a family affair. 1.8 billion for the boys down there. They're greasing all the wheels with a heavy hand, turning the whole damn country into private land. It's a family business, and business is grand. There's a certain unhappy taxpayer in the news. Seems the IRS has got the presidential blues. They're working overtime to make the ledger clear, so he doesn't have to pay his share this year. And over at the office, the shredder's running hot. The judge says stop, but they'd rather not. Destroying all the papers like a closing down sale. The only thing preserved is the family tale. Ear, too many false positives ringing in the ear. Worry about the immigration entanglement. Even the surveillance tech is getting sent down in New Mexico. The air turns strange. Three souls gone and 18 in a range of quarantine and chemical mystery. While a basketball owner wins a fishing victory. It's a family business. Yeah, a family affair. Business is grand. The Senate GOP are dreaming small tonight. Cutting funding for ballrooms, yeah, that's right. Ballrooms and an immigration bill, I swear. You couldn't make it up if you wrote it anywhere. A Minnesota daycare owner charged with fraud. 4.6 million play the role of God. The grifters are busy, the environment's deadly, and the president's counting his billions steady. Yeah, it's all just a family business. Keep it in the family, lad.